Nicely with Martin Besser.
A warm welcome to a little something we call How Hard Can It Be?
How Hard Can It Be?
We try different things, we learn about different people and stuff that they do. This morning it is my pleasure to welcome on the show Heather Ann Bender. She's a psychic medium, spiritual teacher and life alignment therapist. Hello, Heather Ann.
Hi, Martin. Thanks for having me on the show this morning.
It's a great pleasure having you here. I'm the mystery voice coming to you from Kimberley. You probably knew that already. And what does all that mean? My goodness, what is a life alignment therapist?
Basically, what a life alignment therapist is a person who takes your life as it is and guides you, like a life coach, into living the best life ever for you. It's a very personal, interactive type therapy, which is mostly done with voice, in other words, talk, guiding people through their past into their present so that they can plan better for their future.
I see you also offer past life regressions, inner child therapy, spiritual counseling, as you said, and life coaching. Past life regressions, obviously, if people passed on, you...
No, fascinatingly enough, that's something slightly different. Yes, I do as a medium. I do connect with the departed. But past life regression is looking back into other lifetimes. Mm. And it's all, you know, based on whether people believe in reincarnation or not. But we access through a light form of hypnosis previous lifetime experiences.
Oh, Heather Ann, it feels like I've been here for a while. this life, but I think there's some past lives. Okay, now, the part that, I mean, a lot of people are skeptical about simply because I don't think they understand it is the whole psychic medium thing.
Absolutely.
I mean, we've seen it on TV, and that's probably where the nonsense comes in. I don't know. And may have witnessed it themselves. And it's quite eerie.
You know, the interesting thing is you're right when you say that it's ignorance more than anything else, because many of us are born with intuitive selves. So you can feel and sense energy. You can feel and sense environments that you're in. But we don't connect enough with it in our normal day-to-day lives. And hence, basically what I do through meditation and keeping myself present in the moment is I'm able to channel that information. And I'm sure on TV, you're right, you see people walking around restaurants and shopping malls and giving messages from the departed. It doesn't actually work that way. That's definitely made for TV. It's really got to be treated quite seriously. And what I do find with mediumship, though, is when people are grieving, it's a wonderful way for them to move through the grief process, understanding that there is life after the person they love has departed.
But it just seems too good to be true. That someone can just, like, you in a shopping mall, someone comes to you and says stuff about you that's true. You're like, what the heck? Did they Google? What happened?
It can be quite scary.
Can I just ask, so a psychic medium, that's not kind of all a psychic medium does, though, surely, is connect you with people who have departed. There's a much bigger...
Absolutely. There's a lot more to it. If we are looking at where you are in your life and finding direction into your future, giving you guidance, we are able to see certain guideposts that are... in your future to show you which way to go.
Gotcha.
So it's not just about departed loved ones. It's also about looking into the future and guiding people. But there are many naysayers out there.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's really a personal choice if somebody would like to engage with something like that.
Of the people on the show this morning, I mean, I'm awkwardly obviously not sitting in studio, but Felicity is there. Ola is there. Who are you feeling most? I mean, who are you sensing stuff?
Goodness. No, oh, I've got you, Khola. It's you that I'm picking up on. He's sitting right next to me.
Oh, it's Khola. Khola,
Martin. Okay.
No, I do. I sense his energy very strongly.
Is it?
What does that mean?
It just means I've had two cups of coffee.
Maybe that's it. He's on a high at the moment. So I can always chat to you afterwards and let you know what I pick up on.
Okay.
Ooh.
Okay,
is it interesting?
It's interesting, but I'd need his permission first. So maybe we should Leave it.
I'm not live on air, maybe. Maybe, yeah, I don't know.
Should I be scared?
No, you shouldn't be scared.
Okay, well then, fine. I'm willing.
To do it on air?
Yeah.
Okay.
Can you sense what rugby team he actually supports?
Now that's a difficult one.
No one can.
Yeah. No one can. Literally. No, you'll be so safe if you say I can't, because no one can.
No one can. He's hiding it.
Springboks.
Oh, the Springboks. There we go.
Listen, okay, so are you up for a bit of dream interpretation this morning? So if someone describes a dream on WhatsApp and then you describe or interpret the dream, to be honest with you, and I'm not just saying this, but I think I've got a hand at it. Mm-hmm. I think. Yeah.
You are so multi-talented.
Yeah.
Now you're setting me up. No, because it's symbolism, right?
Yeah.
And your subconscious. I mean,
yeah.
Things, things are symbolic in dreams, right?
Heather?
Well, there's something very interesting about dream interpretation, and that is that the best person to interpret a dream is the dreamer. And the reason for that is, as much as there are symbols, and you will also find that there are numbers that come through, and there are animals, there's all sorts of things that happen, and it's always very bizarre. It's how you feel when you dream that shifts the interpretation accordingly. So if it's fearful, there's an element to it. If you're feeling light and happy, there's an element to it. And also with dreams, often it's the opposite that is true.
Oh.
And not quite what you literally remember. But it is very much the subconscious.
Oh, I'm going to tell people this morning. I'm going to help them out. Give it a try. But listen, I've got great respect for what you do. So what we'll do is we'll get some WhatsApps coming through, right?
Great.
If you want to describe your dream to us last night, then please do so on 084 850 0942. And then we'll hand over to the professionals at some point. And also to Heather Ann. We'll ask Heather Ann to dip into it. And I mean, Felicity, you want to try? I mean, you're quite sussed.
I absolutely want to give it a bash. That sounds, that sounds right up my alley.
Did you dream last night?
I dream every night. My dreams are always exceptionally busy.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, no, really?
Yeah.
I don't remember my dreams. I don't know what this means for me.
I do. we'll get to that in a moment.
You're with your own family. Breakfast with Martin Bester.
Our special guest on the show this morning is Heather Ann Bender. She is a psychic medium, amongst many other things. I hear what you're saying, Heather Ann. Obviously, psychic mediums and people who help with life coaching and stuff, you're great with social cues. You're great with reading the room, and you're great with picking up energies from people. Am I right?
Well, that is something we specialize in, yes.
Okay. So what comes first, though? The energy or something, or body language or language?
Energy, definitely. I don't know if you've ever stayed in a hotel room where you've arrived, you've booked in, you're in your room and you don't feel comfortable. That's energy. And you want to move to another room. It does happen to people. So the energy comes first. After that, it's body language is big. It's how people present themselves to you, eye contact, that sort of thing. And they call that a cold reading, where you're looking at how people respond to you. And then, of course, the intuitive side to you is going with what you get and not worrying about what somebody else is going to think about what you get and whether it's right or wrong. You have to trust your intuition. Go straight into it.
It's that gut feel.
It's a gut feel. Yeah. Absolutely. It's a gut feel.
So you don't necessarily, it's like when you walk into a room, you don't necessarily know why, but you sense something.
You can feel what's happened in the room before you go into the room. It's the same as somebody's having a discussion about something serious. When you walk into the room, you'll feel that. When they're laughing, you walk into the room, you'll feel the lighter energy, the laughter, and you'll engage with it. So it's really about, transference of energy, transference of how people respond to one another.
You picked up something just now from Paula. and I was just listening off air.
Yes.
How do these people from your past that have passed on, how do they come through? How do they manifest?
Okay, so
that's the part like that I think most people find kind of freaky.
Okay, it is a bit freaky. They don't manifest physically as such. They manifest in a knowing or a sense. So when you are working in the psychic or mediumship space, you pick up on knowings, or you will smell something, or you will hear something, or you will see, but not sight, as in looking at a logo. You're looking at almost what looks like steam, and it showcases itself that way. It's
the way you describe them is so vivid,
and it's like, detailed. You can actually feel the person and see the person. Yeah, that's and we look for validation. So he would have to say to me, yes, I can identify with that, or no, I can't.
Right.
It's not as obvious as that. I mean, for some people, it's. I'll tell you something interesting. There was a client that came to see me, and I kept picking up on three bags. One was a bag full of potatoes, the other was a bag full of onions, and the other was a bag full of tomatoes. And this message I was getting was from her late father, and he was giving these three descriptions to me. And I thought, oh my goodness, if I tell this lady about these bags, she's really going to think I've lost it. Well, he paid for their education by selling tomatoes, onions, and potatoes on the side of the road.
Wow.
So it does mean something. It might not be something I understand, but they could validate it for me.
Well, are you comfortable with her just sharing just the part what came through just now?
Yes, I mean, I'm interested to because you're talking about someone from my past, so yes. Somebody who's departed.
Yes,
just go back there quickly, Anne. Just for, because what, you did that off air just now.
Yeah, what did you feel or sense?
Well, I sensed this man wanted to make peace to some degree. He's around you. He's on the father's side of the family. He was traditionally dressed and he had cows.
Right.
And that was how I could pick up on him. But I could sense there was a blood connection, that it had, and something needed to come to full circle. Something needed to, it's like peace. He needed to make peace.
Right.
And he's here to help you. So, you know, just know he's here.
Okay.
And who's basically that? What we do, I think it's a grandfather.
Maybe a grandfather? Maybe could someone be. Older? Is that
could
possible?
Be. Well, older great-grandfather?
Yeah, is that possible?
Could be possible. He's just on your line. So ancestorhood to
okay.
you.
Okay.
Yeah, go do some research. Ask, find out, speak to family members.
No, sure. I mean, there is an interesting sort of history. And I only got to meet my grandfather a couple of years before he passed away.
Wow.
I didn't know him for most of my life.
Yes.
And knew him for, I think, 2 years and then he died.
Wow.
So maybe.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Could maybe. Be. It could be.
Did he have cows?
Everyone in the family had. So by extension, he definitely had cows.
All right, so listen, we're going to get to the dream interpretation now. This is the part that I'm very excited about.
Yeah,
I think I've got a latent talent when it comes to dream interpretation. That's how we get to the how hard can it be part. Heather Ann, but you're the professional. The nice thing about this, the whole thing, is we've got a professional in the room, right?
Yes.
So that's fine. Is it Chanel on the line?
Is Chanel speaking?
You see, I didn't know because I'm sitting in Kimberley, but I sense it.
Oh, my God.
Stop it. I'm just teasing. Chanel, thank you very much for listening this morning. Tell us about your dream.
So a few days ago, I actually had a dream about my manager at work cheating on his wife with one of our branch manager's wives. Just to keep in mind that I do not know how either of their wives look. So in the dream itself, their faces were like slightly blurred or like swirled. And I just kept on telling my manager's wife, don't worry, don't cry, I'm going to sort this out. And I was extremely frustrated and mad in the dream itself. But the next day when I woke up, I was physically ill. I was physically sick. I was throwing up that morning and I just felt completely confused, dizzy. And it's been bothering me ever since. This happened like 3 or 4 days ago, and I'm still thinking, why is my manager cheating on his wife?
But listen, did you tell their wives this dream?
No, I didn't. I don't know their wives.
Oh, I thought I heard you say you told them, and you said to them it's going to be fine.
Yeah, in the dream. In the dream, she kept on saying to the one manager's wife, goodness. It's okay, I'll sort this out. It's okay, I'll sort it out.
Yeah. I was just about to say, that is... okay, well, this is a tough one now, because now we're dealing with people who might know her.
Yeah, but also, remember she said she doesn't know the wives.
She's never met
these wives at all, so they're completely... not fictional, but...
Well, they're faceless in her
faceless,
dream.
Faceless people in her dream.
So this, Heather Ann, my take on this is it's not, as you say sometimes, it's not physically that. It could represent something else, right? It could be symbolic of the manager kind of cheating in inverted commas on Chanel. You know, by giving a colleague, you know, a promotion that she should have gotten or something along those lines. Maybe that's a fear in you, Chanel, that someone else is going to get the attention and the love that is meant for you.
Unfortunately, I think I can vouch for myself and say that I am the favorite and I do get all of the love and attention.
Okay, listen, don't listen to me. I'm the amateur in the room. Let's go to the pro. Heather Ann, what are you sensing? What are you feeling?
Well, I'm telling you, Martin, you're very close. Very, very close. Because interestingly enough, when we dream of people in power in comparison to us, and then the cheating element, it's a trust situation. So we've got to look at trust here, not necessarily who is cheating on who with whom. So the dream itself would have made her feel uncomfortable and ill because it's touching something subconscious that she's got to work on within herself, not necessarily the manager cheating at work. It's more about something that's going on within herself that she needs to work on. Trust with people in power.
Is that why she also keeps on saying that I will sort this out? I'll sort
100%.
This out. And she's telling herself subconsciously.
She's talking to herself. She needs to work this. She needs to figure this out. She needs to work on her self-esteem, her self-confidence, possibly communication, clear communication with the boss. So it's fascinating. Now, the reason why the cheating comes in here is to get her attention, to grab her attention to something she needs to work on.
Chanel.
Yes.
Are you jealous of another woman at work?
No. I'm the only woman in our department, so I don't think I can be jealous of anyone.
Well, if another woman walks through the doors next week and joins the team, then I think we're onto something here, but you must play nice.
I'll try my best.
You must play nice and know that you are still your boss's favorite.
That's right.
Thank you.
I think we rescued that one towards the end. Chanel, thanks for your time. Thanks for listening. Much appreciated.
Hey, thanks so much, guys.
Thanks, say bye. Before I let you go, Heather Ann, give us a couple of these symbols in dreams. You just mentioned how when people dream about cheating, you know, and what that just means. What other examples are there of symbolic things in dreams?
Teeth. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Believe it or not, it's one of the most common elements to dreaming is losing teeth. The teeth falling out. Isn't that fascinating? Yeah. And it's all about vanity that actually is, and also this fear that people will see who you really are, almost as if you're a phony or a fraud or whatever it might be. So when you dream of teeth, you have to think about vanity and also showcasing yourself. Nakedness is another one.
Right.
That's the vulnerability. You know, if you dream about having no clothes on and people seeing you without clothes on and so forth, it means you're very vulnerable. So you need to think, you know, show you maybe need some protection. Another thing is being chased. I don't know if anybody here has had a dream of being chased. It depends on who's chasing you. And it's because you're running away from something that you need to face in life. So, in fact...
And tell me, and if you fall in dreams, but like a long fall?
A long fall. Now, there's a couple of things I can tell you about the long fall. But generally, you have the long fall, but you don't fall.
You wake up.
You wake up. And the reason for that is that you're in your REM sleep, which is your rapid eye movement sleep. It's between 3 and 5. And something has woken you up outside. So there's somebody, a dog has barked or something's happened. So we believe that you're coming back into your physical, and that's why you feel that you are falling and you never land.
Okay.
And then you've got flying. Who's been flying? Yes. That means you're looking for freedom. You need freedom in your life, so you want to fly.
And if you dream of flies,
but that is symbolic.
Well, animals.
Animals, big time. Yeah. You know, depending on what animal it is, it's quite easy to research. We believe there are spirit animals that people are born with. So they have an association with a specific animal or a bird. And if they come into your dream, they mean something. And you can actually Google search that.
Crocodiles? That's my one.
Do you get? I get white crocodiles.
I often get crocodiles. Loads of crocodiles.
Very scary crocodiles, reptiles.
White crocodiles.
Well, I didn't know they were white crocodiles.
Did you just say white crocodiles?
Like white crocodiles. Look, they're alligators. They're not quite.
What is your theory?
What's your theory?
Tell us.
No, we're definitely not going to go there right now. We are definitely not going to go there right now. Felicity?
Hi, just saying.
Tinder.
I'm going to go make coffee, bye.
What lurks below? And thank you very, very much for your time. Thank you very, very much for your time. I really do appreciate it. Really do appreciate it. And maybe if I may suggest...
Yeah.
If another WhatsApp came through, maybe do another reading for someone specifically just for our social media. We're not going to have time for it on air.
Absolutely, I'd be more than happy to do that.
Would you mind doing that? So maybe pick one and give that person a very special reading, which we'll put up on TikTok and Instagram and so. I appreciate your time a whole lot. This is so, so fascinating. And thank you for spending time with us this morning.
And thank you for having me. I've had a lot of fun.
This is Breakfast with Martin Bester, Jacaranda FM.